Hi, Chirag.
You sound very excited.
It's my birthday coming up very soon, so that's why.
Very excited.
Yes.
So are we going to do like a birthday-themed episode today?
We are. I thought, let's do one about presents.
That sounds like a good thing, but I feel like it's going to become a bad thing.
Well, the thing is, it's lovely to get presents, but people sometimes give rubbish presents. So, you know, or they've received something and they didn't like it, so they pass it on to someone else who could thinking, yeah, we'll just fob off this item, which is a good way to declutter, but it's just fobbing off rubbish. And I've seen it, especially, you know, in the UAE and in the Middle East. It's a cultural thing about presents, is that you have to buy presents. And you don't just buy one present, you buy multiple presents for one person. I always find it weird when people buy these kind of gifts, like perfumes, clothes, accessories. That's a very personal thing. People have very personal taste. So to buy that item, unless the person has specifically said they want that specific, say, Hermes Birkin bag, I don't see how you can buy it for someone. And that has happened to clients. I remember one client was gifted a Chanel handbag, but it wasn't a lovely handbag. It was really horrible. And I'm a Chanel lover, as you know, and we've talked about before. But she sent a picture to me. She said, what am I supposed to do with this? And I went, you know, did you get a gift receipt? Can you give it back to the store? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, we'll have to sell it in one of those secondhand, shops, you know, the luxury ones. But it was a serious problem. She was stuck with this bag worth thousands of dirhams. And didn't like it. And nobody was going to buy it either because it was really, really not a nice bag. People have to think now, especially in the age of, you know, decluttering and, over-consumerism, like, how, you know, think about the person. Do you need to buy them gifts? Many, many years ago, about 20 years ago, I used to say to friends when it was my birthday, either give me cash or give me Selfridges gift vouchers, because I am obsessed with Selfridges and I used to love going there. And I actually lived nearby to it for a while when I was at uni. So it was like, give it to me and then I can choose what I want. And it means that I could buy what actually means a lot to me and is not junk and I will appreciate and love for a long time. And it will be from multiple friends at the same time then. And my friends then used to think I was crazy. They were like, that's just weird. And I'm like, no, it's easy.
Yeah, I think people, I think maybe it's also a little bit of a cultural thing on this side of the world. I don't know, but like people feel like it's impersonal if you just give them a card or a voucher or whatever, a gift card, as opposed to giving them something like a physical gift, I think, which is why.
But now a lot of people are understanding. They're like, actually, yeah, then I can buy what I want. Like, they don't want another bottle of perfume. They don't, you know, a lot of clients, when I work with them, we go through items and they're like, you know, especially clothes and these kind of things, they'll go, this was given, bought by a cousin or a sister or something. And I'm like, do you like it? And they're like, nope. Did you ever indicate that you wanted something like this? And they're like, no, just given it. And sometimes I think it's just that they've been given it and they've passed it on to somebody else. The flip of the coin is that the person who receives it then feels guilty and obliged to keep those items because they've been received as a present. If it doesn't fit into your life, it doesn't serve a purpose, it doesn't fit your style, don't keep it. Make it clear to people what you want. And then they, you know, and if you don't want a physical item, just say to them, I don't want a present. Please don't buy a present. Let's go out for dinner. Spend the money on the dinner or on a experience. I've talked before about this brilliant app that's around called You Got a Gift. And I'm sure there's similar apps like that around the world. And you can buy vouchers on this app for different shops, for different experiences. You can buy it for a mall. So you can use that voucher for any shops within the mall. Or you can buy in specific shops. So I think it's even got Zara now. So I bought a voucher for a friend for Zara because I know she likes buying in Zara. And she went and bought some clothes from there. And she sent me pictures of the clothes she was choosing while she was buying it, which was awesome. And I was like, this is brilliant. Okay, this is the present. So she's chosen what she wants. I wouldn't have bought it for her because it's not my taste, but it's her taste. So she bought it. And it also has, you can get manicures and pedicure vouchers so they can go to their favorite nail bar and get their mani and pedi done. So it's a brilliant way to give them something that they want and you know that they're going to use it and appreciate it. If you know that this person likes going to spas, you can buy a voucher for spa. if you know a specific shop they like shopping in, you can get them a voucher to buy in that shop. And the voucher lasts for years, so they've got a bit of time to choose what they want to buy. It's lovely that people are generous and get you something, but if you're not going to like it, there's no point having it. So you have to let go of it, because otherwise it's just clutter and it's giving negative energy in your house.
Yeah, and often it gets buried deep inside your closet and you discover it like 5 years later that, oh, you had this thing and, you know, someone gifted it to you and you didn't want it. So you just put it away thinking I'll deal with it later. And then yeah. Lo and behold, it's like sitting there for 5 years.
Yeah. And it happens a lot when we do decluttering sessions. I've seen it so many times that I do say to people, I'm like, just get rid of it. Why are you keeping it? What is it? And they'll go through the reasons. And this is from friend. What if, like, the mother-in-law asks about it? And I'm like, just say that you bought something new, that it's, you know, you'd used up the bottle of perfume, or it doesn't fit anymore if it's an item of clothing. Think of some reason, if you don't want to tell them the truth, that you didn't like it and you got rid of it. Come up with a reason. There's always a way you can get around it. And I'm sure they'll forget it after a little while.
Your own friends, they used to make fun of Rachel for exchanging all her gifts, but she had the right idea.
She did, but gift receipts have been around for like, about 10 years, or less than that here, a bit longer in the UK. And yeah, they were a godsend, like, you know, and a lot of shops, I mean, here they don't do it, but in shops at home, you know, or in Europe and America, they will say to you, do you want a gift receipt? And you can say straight away, yes, I do, and then attach, and they attach it while they wrap the item for you. And that's great. That's amazing. And, you know, you can say to the person, look, if you don't like it, you can give it. I don't mind.
I mean, you know, we don't really live in that age anymore, right, where there's, like, too much formality with all this stuff. I mean, I think we can be pretty open with friends and family to be like, hey, listen, this is what I want or don't want, or just do this and it's fine. Alternatively, if you're buying for someone, that's what I generally do. I speak to their partner or, you know, someone close to them to be like, hey, do you know if the birthday person wants something in particular or looks for something in particular, and most of the time they give me good options.
Kids is a whole other minefield, and I've, you know, when the kids have their birthday parties and there's 30 kids, I've seen the presents for the kids from parents, and they literally are passing the boxes around to different parents, you know, to different parties, and making sure that it's not the same group of people. But there's, you know, 30 boxes of stuff. And sometimes people give multiple boxes as well of these massive toys. There's nowhere to put them, you know. And a lot of them, they don't even like the items. So, but I mean, a few of the parents do the, you know, they put all the toys away in one cupboard and then take one out each week. And that's a way to, you know, not overwhelm the kids as well, because it becomes overwhelming having so many toys and so many presents at the same time, you know. That's another thing to think about. So sometimes these vouchers is better, because then the parents can buy something that the kid really wants. If you get them a voucher, you can get ones for, you know, one of the toy shops or a bookstore, or you get them an experience at one of the theme parks. So think, you know, about who the person is, what they're into, whether they'll be offended if you just give them a voucher. And, you know, I won't be offended if you give me a voucher for my birthday. So, you know.
Noted. All right. Well, so that's all we have for you this week. Wishing a very happy birthday to Shalina in advance.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to wish Shalina or ask her more questions about how you should declutter your gifts, you can reach out to her at DeclutterMe on all the social media and on declutterme.com/contact. If you've enjoyed the show, you should really leave us a review.
That would be lovely. Yeah. It'd
be a good present, right?
It would be a lovely present. Right. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so do that. Leave us a review. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.